Welcome to Retreat, Reset, Transform, the official podcast of Dimensions Retreats, where healing begins with presence and transformation is rooted in connection. At Dimensions Retreats, we believe that true healing happens when we engage the body, mind, and spirit, and today's episode is a reflection of that philosophy. In this episode, The Body Remembers, we're exploring the power of somatic psychotherapy, how the body holds trauma, stores memory, and offers a profound pathway to healing when we learn how to listen. Whether you're new to somatic work or looking to deepen your practice, this conversation will guide you into the heart of what it means to come home to your body. And now, here's your host, Donald Curry, registered psychotherapist and clinical director at Dimensions Retreats. Donald's therapeutic focus includes psychedelic-assisted therapy, somatic psychotherapy, holistic modalities, and trauma integration, and he's here to guide you into meaningful conversations that support healing, transformation, and connection. In this episode, The Body Remembers, Donald explores the profound wisdom held within the body and how somatic psychotherapy can unlock the deeper layers of healing many of us are searching for. So take a breath, settle in, and join us as we explore how the body remembers and how it heals. Let's dive in.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Retreat Reset Transform podcast. I'm Donald Curry, and today's episode is one I've been really looking forward to sharing with you. It's called The Body Remembers. That phrase holds so much weight, so much truth. Because the body does remember. It remembers the things our minds try to forget. It remembers the tension we pushed through, the tears we swallowed, the moments we froze to survive. It remembers the longing, the loss, the moments we didn't feel safe to speak or even to feel. And it also remembers joy, warmth, safety, the times someone truly saw us. But for many of us, especially those carrying trauma, it can feel like our bodies are battlegrounds, not places of peace. This episode is a love letter to the body, to its intelligence, to its resilience, to its whispers, and even to its screams. As a somatic psychotherapist, I've spent years helping people reconnect with their bodies. Not through force, but through listening, through presence, through kindness, because healing doesn't always come from analyzing the story. Sometimes it comes from simply being with what's true in this moment, from the neck down. Whether you're brand new to the idea of somatic therapy, or you've been doing this work for a while, my hope is that this episode brings you closer to yourself. That it gives you permission to slow down, listen, not just with your ears, but with your body. So find a comfortable place, let yourself settle in, take a breath, and let's begin this journey into the wisdom of the body. So, what is somatic psychotherapy? At its core, it's a way of healing that includes the body in the therapeutic process. It's based on the understanding that trauma doesn't just live in our memories. It lives in our nervous systems. It shows up in our breath, in our posture, in the way we flinch, shut down, or brace without even realizing it. Somatic therapy invites us to turn toward those responses. Not to fix them or push them away, but to understand them, to get curious, to ask, what is my body trying to say that my mind has maybe learned to ignore? In traditional talk therapy, we might explore the story. In somatic therapy, we explore how the story lives in the body. It's not about reliving the trauma. It's about creating enough safety and presence to begin feeling again. It's about slowly widening the window of tolerance so we can experience emotions, sensations, and even joy without becoming overwhelmed. And it's gentle. It can look like tracking sensations, noticing a subtle clenching in the jaw, feeling the temperature of your hands, or recognizing the flutter in your chest when something feels uncertain or unsafe. These may sound like small things, but in the somatic world, those are the gold. Because once you can notice what's happening in your body without judgment, you begin to shift it. You start creating new neural pathways, not just in your mind, but in your whole system. Somatic psychotherapy draws from a rich lineage, like somatic experiencing, sensory motor psychotherapy, Hakomi, and polyvagal theory. These modalities all have one thing in common. They honor the body as wise, not broken. They recognize that symptoms like dissociation, shutdown, anxiety, chronic tension aren't signs of weakness. They're the body's way of saying, I'm trying to protect you. I've been trying to keep you alive. Somatic therapy helps us thank those responses and then gently guide the body back into connection, safety, and eventually, freedom. Let's talk about why the body matters in healing. So often, when people come to therapy, they've already been through a lot. They've told their story, maybe more than once. They've analyzed the patterns, made the connections, read the books, and yet they still feel stuck. There's this quiet question that lingers beneath it all. If I understand so much, why haven't I healed? And that's where the body comes in. Because healing isn't just an intellectual process, it's a physiological one. It's not just what we know in our minds, it's what our nervous system feels is safe. You might know you're no longer in danger, but your body still flinches when someone raises their voice. You might know you're loved, but your chest still tightens when you get close to someone. You might even believe you've forgiven yourself, but your gut still twists when you think about the past. These are signs that your body is still holding on. And it's not doing that to hurt you. It's doing that because it hasn't yet received the message that the danger is over. It's waiting for safety, for connection, for permission to let go. Our nervous systems are beautifully designed to protect us. When something overwhelming happens, especially in childhood, or when we don't have the resources to cope, our bodies step in. They fight, they flee, they freeze, they fawn, and sometimes they stay stuck there. Somatic psychotherapy helps us complete those incomplete responses. It helps us discharge the energy that got trapped. And it does this not through reliving the trauma, but by gently bringing awareness to how the trauma lives in the body now. We might explore a posture that feels familiar, a holding in the breath, a pull to collapse or contract, or even a numbness that's protected us for years. And through presence, titration, and compassion, we support the body to move again, to shake, to sigh, to cry, to release, to remember not just what happened, but what's possible now. Because the body doesn't just remember pain, it also remembers connection, safety, love. And when we work with it, not against it, it becomes our greatest ally in the healing journey. So now that we've talked about why the body matters in healing, let's explore what actually happens in somatic psychotherapy. Because if you've never experienced it before, it can sound a little abstract. Somatic therapy isn't about pushing people into intensity. It's not about catharsis for the sake of catharsis. It's about slowing down and listening to the body's subtle cues. Sometimes a session might begin with a simple question. As you talk about this, what do you notice in your body? That moment is the invitation to shift from thinking about the experience to actually being with it. We might notice a tightening in the throat, a heaviness in the chest, a sense of heat rising, or a sudden impulse to pull away. Rather than bypassing or analyzing those sensations, we stay with them, gently, curiously, without judgment. That's the beginning of what we call tracking, following the body's felt experience in real time. As therapists, we're attuned to even the smallest shifts, a change in breath, a subtle movement, the way the eyes scan or avert. One of the most important tools we use is titration, meaning we only process a little bit at a time. We don't dive into the deep end without first checking the water. This helps keep the nervous system regulated and the process safe. Another core principle is pendulation. This means helping the client move between activation, what's uncomfortable or intense, and resourcing, what feels supportive or grounding. It might sound like, let's stay with that feeling in your chest for a moment. And now, notice your feet on the floor. Can you feel the ground beneath you? We're teaching the nervous system that it's possible to touch pain and return to safety, that it doesn't have to get stuck. We also use movement, not dramatic gestures, but subtle impulses that want to emerge. Sometimes the body wants to curl in or stretch out or shake. These are often ways the body is completing something it couldn't finish in the past, a reflex, a protective response, an instinct that was interrupted. One client I worked with, after weeks of just feeling numb, suddenly had the impulse to push their hands forward in session. That push wasn't random. It was a moment of reclaiming power, of setting a boundary their body never got to set. It came from within, and it shifted everything. We also work with touch, when appropriate and safe, either self-touch, like placing a hand on the heart or belly, or relational touch in somatic bodywork sessions when consent and scope of practice allow. And maybe one of the most transformative practices is simply learning how to stay, to be with sensation without fleeing, to feel without shutting down, to trust that the wave will crest and pass. These practices might seem small on the surface, but they create deep reorganization in the nervous system. Over time, they help us become more regulated, more resilient, more embodied. They help us feel more like ourselves again. In somatic psychotherapy, healing often doesn't come with a dramatic breakthrough or an emotional outburst. It's usually quieter than that, more subtle, but no less profound. Often the body starts speaking before the mind even knows what's happening. You might feel a tightness in the chest, a lump in the throat, a heaviness behind the eyes, or a sense of restlessness that you can't quite explain. These are not just physical sensations. They're messengers. They often carry something unspoken, something unprocessed. And in somatic work, we learn to pause and listen. We ask, what's here right now? What does this sensation want or need? What happens if I stay with it just a little longer? Sometimes those sensations deepen. Sometimes they intensify briefly and then pass. And sometimes they open the door to a memory, a feeling, or a realization that had been just outside of awareness. But what's important is that we're not pushing. We're not forcing a release. We're creating the conditions for the body to feel safe enough to let go at its own pace. Somatic healing often involves micro-movements. The impulse to push, reach, curl inward, or open up. These movements, while subtle, can be incredibly meaningful. They are the body completing something it couldn't at the time of a difficult experience, a boundary that wasn't allowed, a cry that got silenced, a freeze response that's now thawing. And this is the heart of the work, helping people move from being at war with their bodies to being in relationship with them, to learning that the body is not the enemy, it's the ally, not a problem to be fixed, but a guide to be listened to. The healing is often quiet, a deeper breath, a sense of relief, a return to the present moment. And slowly, over time, the body begins to feel like a safer place to live. That's the power of somatic work. It teaches us that we don't have to relive the past to heal from it. We just have to learn how to stay with what's here now and trust the body's natural intelligence to guide the way. Let's wrap up with some simple practical ways to begin incorporating somatic awareness into your daily life. These aren't complicated. They don't require a therapist or a special setting. They're about slowing down, noticing, and reconnecting with your body, one moment at a time. Here are a few you can try. Body scanning. Set aside a few minutes to gently scan your body from head to toe. Notice areas of tension, ease, warmth, numbness, or sensation. There's no need to fix or change anything. Just notice. This practice helps build awareness of how your body holds emotion and energy throughout the day. Orienting to safety. Look around the space you're in and name a few things you see. Let your eyes land on something calming, pleasant, or neutral. Take in the shapes, colors, textures. This helps signal to your nervous system that you're safe in the present moment. Grounding through touch. Place one hand on your heart and one on your belly. Feel the warmth of your hands. Notice the rhythm of your breath underneath. Let yourself soften into that contact. Touch can be incredibly regulating, especially when it's intentional and attuned. Micro movements. Let your body move in small, intuitive ways. Maybe you want to stretch, shake your hands, sway, or press your feet into the floor. These little movements can help discharge stuck energy and support regulation. These practices are simple, but they can be powerful, especially over time. They begin to rewire your relationship with your body from the inside out. And remember, this isn't about perfection. It's about practice, about learning to stay present, one breath at a time. If you're working with a therapist or integration coach, bring these tools into your sessions. If you're just beginning, start small. Be kind to yourself. And if you notice resistance, that's okay too. Even that is part of the process. Thank you so much for joining me today. Whether you're just beginning to explore somatic therapy or you've been on this path for a while, I hope this episode helped you feel a little more connected to your body, to your breath, and to the part of you that's always known how to heal. The body remembers, but it also restores, renews, and reclaims. And with care, attention, and patience, it can become a place of deep safety, strength, and truth. I want to leave you with a short grounding practice, something simple to help you come back into yourself as we close. If you're in a place where you can pause, let yourself settle. Gently close your eyes or soften your gaze. Take a slow, easy breath in and exhale through the mouth with a soft sigh. Now bring your awareness to your feet. Feel them resting on the ground. Notice the weight, the contact, the support beneath you. Bring your attention to your spine. Can you feel its length? Maybe let it gently rise on the inhale and settle on the exhale. Now place one hand on your chest and the other on your belly. Notice the rhythm of your breath. No need to change it. Just feel it. The rise and fall, the flow of life through you. If any sensations are present, warmth, tingling, tightness, see if you can meet them with curiosity. Just for this moment, allow yourself to rest here, in your body, in your breath, nowhere to go, nothing to fix, just being. Let yourself take one more breath in and exhale fully. When you're ready, you can open your eyes or bring your awareness back to the space around you. Thank you again for listening. If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who might need it. You can also leave a review or connect with Dimensions Retreats on social media or through our website, dimensionsretreats.com. And if you're curious about joining a wellness, somatic, or psychedelic retreat, feel free to reach out. You're not alone on this path. Until next time, stay grounded, stay kind, and stay curious. Your body is wise. Trust it.
Healing happens in connection, not isolation. At Dimensions Retreats, you'll be supported by a community of like-minded individuals on the same journey of transformation. Through group therapy, shared experiences, and expert guidance, we create a space where you can feel truly seen, heard, and supported. Because when we heal together, we grow together. Join our community and start your journey today at dimensionsretreats.com.